I want you to explain to all our mishpacha about these change of values. Shalom, mishpacha. Shalom, family. My guest in the studio is Cantor Bernie Rubenstein, and we have found out so far he came from an Orthodox Jewish background, and as a young man, he was confronted by a close childhood friend that gave him a new covenant, just 10 years old, and it caused a real crisis in his family. He had quite a Jewish education. He went to the synagogue every morning with his father to daven, that's to pray. He studied the Talmud. He studied all the great books of Judaism. He studied the Bible. And then he got very interested in the music of Judaism and studied the music, prepared to be a cantor. And then he told us on yesterday's broadcast, his values started to change. What did you mean by that?
Well, of course, when I entered a public high school, and I began to seek out other objectives, developing myself socially had a position of prime importance to me rather than developing myself spiritually. The spiritual values that I had developed while I was in yeshiva started to wane and became replaced by social values. I began to find that God was having a position of less and less and less importance in my life. It wasn't that I had eliminated thoughts of God out of my mind completely, but God no longer had the central position in my life that he had while I was studying at yeshiva. I still had an attachment to my Judaism based more on traditional values rather than deeply resplendent spiritual values.
Were you into Zionism at all?
Not at that point. I had a great love for the State of Israel, and I kept very close friends with a number of people who were affiliated with various Zionistic youth organizations. But again, while I was a Zionist in terms of open vocal support, it was not a compelling desire as far as my own personal expression was concerned.
What were you like in college?
When I went into college, I began to prepare for career, choosing business as a major. Again, the social values still having a position of prime importance in my life. But I began to think in terms of overall creative objectives. And among those objectives, of course, were, as is the case with many young Jewish men today, a desire to succeed, to make a name for myself in the business field or whatever else I went into. I was a good student in college. I received fairly good grades. But this was a time in my life which was basically very, very uneventful. My parents were growing older. They were both becoming very sick, and I didn't have the attachment to my mother and my father that I had in earlier years. After college, I went into the menswear retail business, since this is work that I was doing while I was in college, and I decided to develop myself in business that way. A few years later, I met the woman that I was to marry, my wife Vivian, and we got married, and then something devastating happened to me.
What was that, Bernie?
Well, after being married for about 3 years, I started to notice that there were certain changes that were overcoming me, physical changes. For instance, losing control of my right leg, a weakening in my hand, visual disturbances and distortions.
Did you go to the doctor?
Yeah. I went to quite a few doctors before it was finally diagnosed.
What was it?
It was finally diagnosed as multiple sclerosis. But this was after going from pillar to post, medically speaking, until finally I became convinced as a result of the doctor's inability to establish a firm diagnosis. I became convinced in my own mind that it was psychosomatic, and that I was going off the deep end, and there was nothing that I could do to control what was happening to me physically.
Where were you spiritually at this time?
Spiritually, I was nowhere.
Well, you had stopped going to the synagogue and...
Spiritually, I was absolutely nowhere. What happened after that began the establishment of what was to be the strongest spiritual experience in my life. I see you smiling, Sid, because you know that you were directly instrumental as far as bringing this about is concerned.